Wrapped up in the tremor's cloak, the connectivity of the flock has faded into denial and disillusionment as each of his sheep abandon him, who, at such a moment, must have felt the disappointment inherent to the lower caste of mortal men. And still, he must have felt the betrayal deep. Their lack of trust became overtly clarified as, in apparent unison, their voices initialized the chanting songs of what would amount to the inevitability of deicide, which, in a few short spans of time, the betrayed would in fact bleed out then die, yet rise he would, leaving the stone premises with Boulder ne'er budged. Word quickly enveloped the talking points, where despite the well-educated retribution-tinged hypotheses, he kept closed his grasp, sheltering both the expired and ne'er-seeding reciprocalities of love amassed. He remained steadfast, when it would have been easily understood to see an alternative of character, yet he did not waver in his demeanor. He did not allow spite or vengeful thought to sink its claws into his resurrected flesh. Instead, he honored each his every promise made, keeping true the offers to those who imbibe deeply, hence overflowing illustrations of what faith can do to one when fully embraced, but also to those followers who became constituents of his traitorous flock, those that fled from his side, those who denied his acquaintance, choosing mortal fears over the devotion of bloom within, and those in this, his most trying time of need. In death comes salvation, in resurrection appears affirmation, and thus a cross is hung upon each man's back, to know exactly what pain it brings, yet it teaches alike the rich and poor, that even bearing so much angst, he'll never give you more than you can take. And even when you fall, his promise will stick with you through the gates and into the hall, simply because you believed, and through your faith, you healed the wounds your ancestors helped breed foul. He loves all, even the ill, even the sick of mind. He passionately loves us all, the sinners and the saints, the wicked and the skeptics too. Our well-being comprises each his dreams from the frayed and ragged edges of the evil man, in the same fashion as to where his arms remain forever extended to the purest, most moral, and devout of men. This is the promise heaven sends.